From Kilskerry, County Tyrone, we present Let the Bible Speak. Here to let the Bible speak for the next 15 minutes is Gospel Minister and Evangelist, the Reverend Ivan Foster.
A very good morning to all our listeners out there. Thank you for joining me again around God's precious Word. Our topic today is Mary Meets the Risen Savior. We're looking at John chapter 20, the verses 11 through to 19. This afternoon at 3 o'clock, we'll be back again with our afternoon program. I will be introducing a study based upon 2 Thessalonians chapter 1, verses 7 to 10. And entitled, The Day When the World Will Admire Christ. Do join me then. Here is a hymn before we turn to John chapter 20. It's the Whitfield Choir singing, The Blood Will Never Lose Its Power. Turning to chapter 20 of John's Gospel, and it's the verses 11 to 19. Our subject, Mary Meets the Risen Savior. It appears that Mary, too, returned to the tomb with Peter and John. However, unlike them, she did not go back home again, but remained at the tomb. Her tender heart would not allow her to leave the place until she found her master's body. The word but at the start of verse 11, highlights the contrast between her action and that of the two apostles. Let's observe some things about Mary in these verses. First of all, consider Mary weeping. The tenderness of heart of this disciple was expressed in her tears. There was nothing she could do but wait and weep. In her circumstances, there was nothing better she could have done. By waiting, she indicated that there was nowhere in this world to which she could go while her Lord was missing from her. Her weeping disclosed the loss that she felt at the absence of the body of her Master. Mary, as a disciple and convert, loved the Savior most deeply and tenderly. Secondly, Mary looking. We read that she looks again into the empty tomb at the place where her beloved Redeemer had lain. She could not look on him, so she looked at the place where he had last been. There is a wonderful principle in Scripture that is illustrated here for us. When you lose contact with the Savior, go and wait at the place where you last knew him to be. This is what Abraham did. He had left Canaan in a time of famine and travelled down into Egypt, and in so doing lost out with God. Fellowship with the Lord was restored when he went on his journeys from the south, even to Bethel, unto the place where his tent had been at the beginning, between Bethel and Hai, unto the place of the altar, which he had made there at the first. And there Abraham called on the name of the Lord. Genesis chapter 13, verses 3 and 4. Mary and Joseph likewise lost the company of Christ when he was a boy of 12. They were reunited with him after days of frantic searching at the place where they had foolishly left him. You can read the story in Luke chapter 2, verses 42 to 52. So it was here with Mary Magdalene. She lingered and looked at the place where the Savior had been led. Thirdly, Mary talking. Few have had opportunity to speak with angels. Here, Mary did. Note the concern that angels have for the people of God. And they say unto her, Woman, why weepest thou? Verse 13. While our knowledge of the role of angels is limited, we do know that they act as watchers over the elect of God. Paul said, Are they not all ministering spirits sent forth to minister for them who shall be heirs of salvation? Hebrews chapter 1, verse 14. Hence the affectionate, concerned question directed at Mary. Her response is worthy of note. Her words tell us the burden of her heart. She saith unto them, Because they have taken away my Lord, and I know not where they have led him. Verse 13. Because she did not know where Christ was, she wept. Her actions tell us the depth of her devotion to Christ. And when she had thus said, she turned herself back. Verse 14. Angels can hold no interest for those who pine for the Savior's presence. There is no substitute for Christ. Fourthly, consider Mary seeing. And when she had thus said, she turned herself back and saw Jesus standing, and knew not that it was Jesus. Verse 14. The Savior asks a question of her. The Savior's question is the same as that already asked by the angels. Jesus saith unto her, Woman, why weepest thou? Whom seekest thou? Verse 15. The angels share their Lord's concern for his people. Mary saw the Lord, but did not recognize him. Why? Unbelief takes away our sight with regards the Lord. Mary, too, failed to believe what the Savior had so often taught. Behold, we go up to Jerusalem, and the Son of Man shall be betrayed unto the chief priests and unto the scribes, and they shall condemn him to death, and shall deliver him to the Gentiles to mock and to scourge and to crucify him, and the third day he shall rise again. Matthew chapter 20, verses 18 and 19. The Savior had repeatedly taught his disciples this fact. But the blindness which here afflicts Mary still afflicts men and women. They read the Bible, but are blind to what is plainly taught within it, because of unbelief. Mary, instead of recognizing Christ, supposed him to be the gardener. What a mistake! What a failure to realize who was before her! Are not some of my listeners right now making that same mistake? They fail to see the Christ who is being set before their eyes through the gospel. Fifthly, consider Mary recognizing. Jesus saith unto her, Mary. She turned herself and saith unto him, Rabboni, that is to say, Master. Verse 16. Her eyes were opened, and she recognized her Master when he spoke her name. Her response tells us more about Mary's relationship with Christ. Master, she says. That is the first word that rushes to her lips as she recognizes the Savior. The title means Lord, Chief, or Prince. Mary's relationship with Christ was that of a devoted disciple with her Savior and Redeemer, her Lord and Master, her God. Note that Mary, we are told, turned herself, verse 16. When the Savior spoke to her, she had already turned away from him after answering his question because she thought him to be the gardener. How many turn away from Christ in ignorance and unbelief? Beware of doing that today, dear listener. Sixthly, we have Mary worshipping. We're not told how she worshipped the Savior, but his words to her indicate her actions. What a reversal of emotions this good and godly woman would have experienced. From the depths of despair to the heights of joy, she may, therefore, have been about to throw herself down at his feet and kiss them and hold them as if never to let them go. I think that the next words of Christ were to inform Mary that she would see him again and enjoy his company. Jesus saith unto her, Touch me not, for I am not yet ascended to my Father. Verse 17. There would be time and opportunity for her to express her devotion during that period that he would yet spend amongst his disciples before he ascended to heaven. Finally, notice Mary witnessing. The next words of Christ indicated also why Mary should control her emotions and curb her enthusiasm for a time. She must deliver the message that the Savior was risen to the other disciples. Go to my brethren and say unto them, I ascend unto my Father and your Father, and to my God and your God. The same restrictions that are here placed upon Mary pertain today. Would not every Christian love to be at the Savior's feet and bask in the sunshine of his glorious presence? Of course they would. But before we may enter upon that joy, there is work to be done. There is the good news of Christ to be published far and near unto every creature. When that duty has been done, then we will enter upon that glorious experience of the intimate, unending, uninterrupted fellowship and communion with our beloved. There is a day coming, dear Christian, when we shall ever be with the Lord. 1 Thessalonians chapter 4, verse 17. Until that day, let us follow Mary's example. Mary Magdalene came and told the disciples that she had seen the Lord, and that he had spoken these things unto her. Verse 18. She obeyed the Master, and told forth the words that he gave her. This is what I have sought to do here on our program, dear listener. I have sought to tell you of Jesus, the mighty to save. May you heed the word of God and believe on Christ today as your Savior. Please join me this afternoon once more around God's Word at 3 o'clock. God bless you and goodbye.
Thank you for listening. If we can be of any further spiritual help to you, or if you would like us to send you some free gospel literature, we invite you to write to us. Additionally, Mr. Foster would welcome your comments or questions on the messages here on Let the Bible Speak. Our mailing address is Let the Bible Speak, the Reverend Ivan Foster, Old Junction Road, Kilskerry, County Tyrone, BT78-3RN. That is, Let the Bible Speak, the Reverend Ivan Foster, Old Junction Road, Kilskerry, County Tyrone, BT78-3RN. You may hear Mr. Foster preach each Lord's Day here in Kilskerry at 11:30 a.m. and 7 p.m. For further information, you may phone us at 028-8956-1564. That is 028-8956-1564. We assure you of a warm welcome at all the services here, and look forward to having you come and visit with us. Once again, thank you for listening. May the Lord bless His Word to your heart and enable you to tune in again as we let the Bible speak.